This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Jono, hello everyone. Welcome to Living Life Single.
Hello, Yanni. We're here, we're queer, and we're ready for another week.
We are, there was some dramas getting on air before, but we're kind of okay now, I think, right?
And you know what? It's because, for a very important reason, the whole of Joy Media is ramping up for a very chaotic time coming up in mid-May. Is it mid-May? It's the Joy Radiothon.
Joy Radiothon.
It's going to be crazy. And we've got a big prize to be giving away.
Next week, I know.
Yeah, so exciting. Huge.
So that's why we've moved to a new studio. There's some technical things, but we have got there in the end.
We've got some gay tinsel and fringe around us. It's all ready to go.
It's looking really, really good.
What are we talking about today? I'm a bit excited because I am feeling a little bit hungry today.
Well, as you should be. And it's also your lovely idea to talk about this topic.
Stop it.
And it was cooking for one, cooking for solos.
Yeah.
How do you go about doing it? Everything to do around that, the dramas, the good things, and it's just because we're like, oh yeah, we do have to cook for one, right?
Yeah, I know. It's planning.
It takes a lot. It's everything. So let's talk about it. What is that, Jono? What have you brought into the studio?
I just found a pig in the reception.
Beg your pardon.
You know, whatever you're into these days, some people might like a pig.
Well,
Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy, she was hilarious.
Just talking of.
Well, pork. So we just
pork on your fork. Sorry to all the vegans.
We are talking about food and cooking for one.
Cooking for one.
Solo. Because it's so... What do you think, Jono?
I can see that we've got some points of conversation here to go through, but I'm totally the opposite. I overcook.
Mm.
Like, I'll go and get a lasagna or... make pasta and it's going to last me a week.
Well, do you know what I do? I cook for four and eat for five.
Oh, my God.
That's my problem. That's my problem.
Oh, gosh.
I have never cooked enough just for one person. I've always cooked more and I then always end up eating it.
Or throwing stuff out in the bin.
No, I'm not a big thrower out.
But it goes off.
No, I ate it the next day.
Oh yeah, I'll do that, but I'm over it by like...
Oh really?
I'm really bad. I Uber Eats a lot.
Oh no. I've been very diligent with my pennies this year. So I'm cooking a lot at home. I cook a lot at home.
What's your go-to dish then? What's your favorite dish?
Meat. Like that I could just, that I cook? Is that what you're talking about?
Or yeah, I thought you were going to say me.
No, what's just...
I am a dish.
You are a dish. Ready for eating and serving. No, I am... I do like a mini lamb roast. You can get them from the supermarket now. A bargain. You get like two little mini lamb roasts for like $10.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, 200 grams, right?
Yeah.
Each.
And what do you have with that?
Look, I'll go something green. Just to give our listeners, Jono is looking around like he's seeing stars. I'm like, why aren't you focusing?
We're in a different studio.
We are in a different
studio. And I've completely forgot everything what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Okay.
Jono's just realised we are in a different studio.
We're in a different studio and there's all this tinsel and foil around me and there's something hanging over my head.
Are you easily distracted? Is that what the problem is?
No, but today I was looking for like the joy. Well, maybe you can say, I want to know what other people cook and eat.
Oh, yes.
So they can message us via Instagram at Living Life Single.
Yes.
Or they can message us or they can email us or text us. Where can they do that, Yanni?
Well, that's easy. That's called livinglifesingle@joy.org.au. And Mr. Jono is doing something that we shouldn't do on radio, which is eating a crisp.
I just had a Pringle. I've got a low blood sugar, but it was also some about ASMR.
Yes.
That we like to do here at Living Life
Single. We did that a few weeks ago.
We did. I may have had a low blood sugar then. I don't know. Did I? No.
No.
Someone came in. Producer Jack.
No. It was Con, the CEO.
Well, he came in and force fed me.
Yeah.
Jats crackers or something. He said, just do it as part of ASMR. So that's what we do every now and again. So we just want to make sure you're listening. And I actually am a type 1 diabetic. So that actually plays into what we... Cooking for One. So I try not to do a lot of carb dishes, but I did mention lasagna and pasta.
Mm.
But I do like to do a lot of like vegetable stir fries or a tofu stir fry. Or I will have some pork or some lamb or something like that and have it with some vegetables.
Do you find it hard to cook just for yourself?
Yeah, sometimes I can't be effed. And I'll get home, especially if I've been in the office or I've worked till late. And I look at the time, I'm like, Noodle Hut is calling.
Yeah.
That's my go-to. Noodles. Or I love vegetable curries. Or I don't eat meat all the time, but I will have like lamb or like chicken now and again.
Yeah. I wonder if you sound like you're living with someone, right? I know. Is it more accountable to eat in more? Let's just say, you know, average income.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Do you reckon, like, because, you know, if you come home and you're single and exhausted, it's so much easier to go, you know what? I'm just going to get takeout. I'm going to do what I need to do, get that. Mm. I think it's easier to get takeout when you are single as opposed to when you're living with someone else, right?
Yeah, my sister does a lot of the home cooked meals. And so does my mom. I think my mom and dad don't ever really eat out unless they're out at a pub or something, or they're going to a gig or some one of my dad's gigs. But mom will make stuff fresh. And my sister's very much the same.
All right. Well, let's continue that because I've got a few questions and I want to, you know, tell a little bit about, you raised a really good point about your parents don't eat out. Mine don't eat out either, but let's continue that. We are talking about our favorite thing.
Food, glorious food.
Yes. I don't know the other words to that.
Hot, mustard, custard. It's been a while. It's been a long time since I've watched Oliver.
I remember watching it as a kid. Now, you mentioned... and we're talking about food and, of course, you know, cooking for one is a challenge. And your parents don't eat out a lot, Jono, is that right?
I mean, they do, but mum cooks. They're both nurses, so they get home, they'll cook, they'll feed the dogs.
Is your dad a nurse?
Yeah, but my parents are nurses.
I did not know that both your parents are nurses. There we go.
And their mum will just, you know, have something in, rustle something up. They don't often, they're not into Uber Eats, not into technology like that.
No.
So there's nothing around for them anyway. They live down, like an hour and a half outside of Adelaide on the coast.
Yeah.
There would be Uber Eats, but there wouldn't be a lot around there. So look, they might go and get fish and chips. They might go to a restaurant and eat. But they don't do things that come to their door.
Mm. Did the way that they cook influence the way that you cook and cook for one or not?
No, no. It's mama actually cooks a lot of good stuff, like fresh stuff. She's always trying to cook and what have you. But it's not like we're like an Italian or Lebanese family where it's all like food is like a big cultural. They make a lot of food. They're always eating. They bond over food and stuff like that. I don't know how you find it, but in England, no. I'd make pasta, beans on toast. It's not really
pasta. Like, my God, that is such an English thing. Like
roast
beans
dinners.
On toast.
Well, like every Sunday we'd have a roast dinner, like a Sunday roast, like a chicken roast or something.
Yeah.
But you know, like my sister does a lot of cooking. She's got my husband and my niece, my husband, her husband.
He's not hang on, are you single, John? Secrets out.
Cat's out the bag. Yeah. No, my brother-in-law and my niece. So he has cooked food every day.
Mm.
There will be times where they get Uber Eats and stuff like that.
Mm.
But she cooks a lot more than I do, and because I am single, I don't because there is a lot of weight. There can be a lot of wastage. I can cook like a lasagna or something like that, and it's yes, I can have it the rest of the week. But other things, if
you do, you freeze? I see. I'm a big freezer.
I do. I'm a big freezer.
Yeah.
You said that so funny. Oh, that made me giggle. No, I'm a big freezer.
I'm a big freezer.
And I'm
buddy.
A big washing machine. I don't know. I don't know. I try and freeze stuff.
Yeah.
Or I buy freezer stuff.
Mm.
But I don't, yeah, there's the stuff that just goes off fairly quickly and spoils sometimes, I find. Or you do just get sick of it. Mm. Like, I don't want to eat that again.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel. What about
well,
you?
Well, I don't like throwing out food. I had a flatmate, just a flatmate. This was a while ago. I live by myself now.
Yeah.
But when I was with my flatmate, and we were renting at the time, we weren't together. We were single.
Yeah.
So we'd cook separately. We had different lives.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think there was a point where we were cooking some foods together, which was kind of novelty. I think maybe in our mid-20s, we were cooking some food together. But then, you know, lives happen. We cook by ourselves, all that kind of jazz, right? So he was a big believer in
sorry.
What? Yeah, tell me.
He's a big believer in?
Well, he didn't like eating the same food twice. So he wouldn't cook leftovers or eat leftovers. And he would throw out a lot of food. And if something was in the fridge, even before its use by date.
He
would throw it out. And he didn't like freezing stuff. So I was always I would buy meat when it's on sale.
You can freeze that.
Yeah, and I would freeze it. But he didn't like defrosting his meat.
No.
So which I was a big believer in.
I don't mind. Look, I don't want to sidetrack. Like, I digress a lot, as you know.
Mm.
But last time I defrosted some meat, they were burgers, right?
Yeah, right.
And
yep.
I got them out of the freezer. I defrosted
them. My mum makes me burgers and she would pop them in the freezer.
Stop.
And I just whip them out. It's the best.
Well, I defrosted them.
Yeah.
And I cooked them.
Yeah.
And just something wasn't right about them. And I just put myself off. I just didn't. I felt sick. And then I was watching a Netflix special.
Mm.
Basically, burgers made me vegan for 9 months.
What? How? What?
I watched a Netflix special at the same time it started. And it was comparing people that eat a vegan diet to someone that eats dairy and meat. And they were all identical twins. And essentially, the person that was vegan actually prolonged their life by a percentage and got rid of a lot of visceral fat. So they were a lot healthier. And
My visceral fat.
It was so good. Anyway, then they started talking about animals, methane, all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And I was just eating this, and this burger wasn't going down nice at all. I felt sick, and then I watched this program, and I made a decision right there, and then I threw the rest of the burger away. Mm. I felt disgusting because it wasn't nice either, and I was like, why am I eating like this product without being too descriptive? And I went to the fridge, and I threw everything that had animal in it, eggs, mayonnaise, like everything out of my cupboard, and I just had a big clean out, and I went straight vegan for like 9 months. And then after that was like veggie. And then and I still don't eat a lot of meat. I eat fish, so I do eat just fish, but I don't eat like oysters or squid or
anything
like that.
Maybe that's why you find it hard to cook for one, because
I'm very limited.
Yes, you're like, well, there's no option.
Cardboard. Or paper. Or sponge.
Or sponge, right? Just.
No, there is. There's a lot of great veg. I discovered a lot of veggie stuff and things that you can make yourself.
Mm.
But
you just don't.
I prefer just.
Do you eat berries?
Can someone else cook for me?
Well, yeah, I've always said I like eating. Like, just. You know, okay. I eat a lot. Well, I used to eat more. I don't eat as much as I used to.
But you're very tall. You've got hollow legs.
Yes. Look, I always say I was never full until about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So just...
Oh, my God.
Like, I would constantly eat. I seriously, when I was up in high school, I was never full. I would just eat.
So you must have a high metabolism.
Yeah, yeah, that's what people say. I'm very blessed.
So you freeze your stuff. You do obviously meal prep then.
I do some meal prep because I try to be healthy during the week at work.
Yeah.
So tip number one, if you're single,
we're doing tips.
And you are on a bit of a budget, yeah. Right? And you want to save because it's so expensive now to get lunch.
Yeah.
It's so expensive to get lunch when you wherever you're working. Yeah. Right? You're looking at least. At least $15 to $20 a day.
Yeah,
right?
It's expensive.
If you're buying a
just
drink,
on food.
A coffee, that's a lot. And if you're in the office 3 days or 2 days a week, that adds up, right? So I just need something easy. So I just buy some chicken, some Maryland chicken. That's with the thigh and the drumstick all in one. And I stick it in the oven.
And I
chuck in some veggies. And look, that takes all up about 45 minutes. But, you know, that's my lunch for three because you buy two packets of the Marybone or the Maryland, whatever it's called, and you stick it in the oven and you're kind of done. So within an hour, you've got three, four meals. And I don't have much of a – my palate is not sophisticated.
What do you mean?
I don't have a delicate palate.
Do you like spicy food?
No. Hell no.
Oh, gosh.
God, no.
I love laksa and pho. Like, is it pho? Po?
Yes.
Pho? And curry.
It's a pho.
It's a pho?
It's a pho.
Is it a pho?
It's pho.
No, it's not. Are you pulling my leg?
It's not pho.
I thought it was a pho.
No, that's a faux pas.
What is it?
It's pho.
It's the soup.
I know what it is.
It's the soup and noodles and stuff in it. You know what
Yes. You're on Joy 94.9.
We're talking about cooking for one, being solo at home, preparing your food and what that looks like, Yanni.
Yeah. And I think for one, it's a little more challenging because you need, A, the motivation.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right? To sort of go, yes, we've got to do it. I think we've looked at that a little bit. But then you've got to, like, buy the food. Right?
Yeah. Like, you got to get to the supermarket and buy this
you
stuff.
You got to go all the markets.
I love a market.
I should go more, but I've literally got a supermarket around the corner from me.
I do prefer to, like, if I go to a market, it's to support local fruit and veg or butchers and things like that. But the thing is, if I go to, like, South Melbourne market, I get full before I even walk around the market because I go and get a banh mi, a crispy pork banh mi. That's when I eat meat.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm full. Like, I don't really want to buy any more food. So I don't buy anything. And then I go home and then I might be a bit hungry. But you know what has been helping? Because I'm type 1 diabetic, right?
Yes.
I don't know if I've mentioned that before. I have been on Ozempic. So because for diabetes, it helps limit or the intake of insulin that I'm on, which is what it was designed for.
Yes.
Which it means, because insulin puts weight on you. So it's not putting weight on as much weight. You're not eating as much, but there are other side effects. So I don't get as hungry as I was. So that's why I don't really go out and buy loads of food anymore. Because I'm not hungry.
Because when you're hungry, you're hungry and you probably need it for your blood sugar levels. So if it's like 9 o'clock at night, then you're like, well, I'll Uber eat something.
Oh, God. I wouldn't do it at 9, but I would definitely do it around 7 if I was hungry.
Yeah, right.
Some days I've just, I was recently sick, but I lost kgs just because I wasn't even eating. I just didn't have the appetite.
Like if you're not hungry, well, then don't eat.
Just, nah. Yeah.
Just, but for me, I'm always hungry. I used to be. I still eat a lot, even though it's not a lot for me, but it's a lot compared to other people. So just if people my age, like I eat a lot.
Yeah.
And what annoys me, even though I eat a lot, sometimes I just want one thing when I go to the supermarket. Mm. And it annoys me when you have to buy two things to get the discount.
Oh, like buy one, get one free.
Not free, but just buy two for $8 or something.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. Like, I don't want two. I just want one. I don't want six buns. I just want two. Like, yeah. I'm only buying for me.
I found that the other day because
it's so annoying. Yeah. Like, I get it, but it's just like, come on.
I fancied a burger and I thought it would be better than takeaway to make my own. So buy the chicken, buy all the stuff, make the burger itself. And I didn't want six buns. I just wanted two.
Yeah. Like, I think everyone forgets that, you know, some people live alone. And it's like, we don't want all that.
Yeah.
And yeah, if some people don't like freezing stuff, well, then they do throw it out. And I guess that's why some people prefer markets.
Yeah.
Because especially if you're single, then you can buy the individual item. Like you can. there's one supermarket where you can't buy one of stuff. Everything is bulked up.
So and it's even a cheaper the supermarkets supermarket. Are throwing it down our face. You're single, huh?
I know.
Here, we've buy, got six bread rolls.
Yes.
Why don't, why? Just, I want two, please. And the loaves of bread.
Mm. Yep.
I don't want a full loaf if I'm going to eat bread at all. I want the half loaf.
Yes.
And not many places do those.
And do what they're doing. They're making us buy two boxes of Tim Tams and not one, which is just not fair because then we have to eat two.
And we can sue them for putting on weight.
Well, like, exactly. Ridiculous. That's just, yes.
It's
well,
outrageous.
Actually, that happened in the US.
No.
There is actually it's called the cheeseburger law or something like that.
Oh, yes.
Remember, so this guy tried to sue McDonald's and hence where the whole, what's it called? There was that documentary.
Yes.
Supersizing, blah, blah, blah. Yep. But yeah, it started because this guy tried to sue McDonald's because he was eating too much junk food and he got overweight, blah, blah, blah. But that's where that came from. So then there was a law passed to say, no, you can't sue fast food giants because you eat their food.
What about supermarkets?
Let's try.
Because Coles have got a really good brand of ice cream.
Yes.
That's their own. And it's better than any of the big brands. And sometimes all I need is a couple of spoonfuls of this ice cream.
Mm.
That's all I need.
Mm.
It's so melt in your mouth, deliciously creamy.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about my ex-partner.
Right. I don't know if he was creamy or not. But
No, he wasn't. He was,
you know, but I think what, disgusting. Look, I think if we're cooking for singles,
yeah.
Here's some tips, right?
Oh, I love a tip. Go on.
We need to, like, if you can, batch and freeze, right?
Batch and freeze. Say that again.
Batch and freeze. So cooking a big...
It kind of needs some gestures with it, like batch and freeze.
Batch and freeze, like a dance.
It needs like a... Batch yes. and freeze.
Oh, now, Jono is doing things with his eye, with his hands, his eyes. It's kind of like a snap and grab or whatever it was from Simply Blonde.
That's hilarious.
I've not Simply Blonde. What am I talking about?
Simply Red?
No. God, what's that one?
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde. That's it there.
Batch yes. and freeze. What does that mean, Yanni?
Well, you're going to cook a big batch of soup, right? Make a big pot of soup, chicken yeah. stock, chicken Ooh. Soup.
Mm.
And then, you know, then just freeze it.
Talk dirty to me. Oh, I love that, yeah.
Because that's easy. Just chuck in a chicken,
so boil it up. So you freeze the liquid.
Yeah.
So then you have to defrost the whole of it just to get like some
no,
of it.
No, you portion it out.
Oh, you portion it out. Okay. Sorry, I was just trying to imagine. Okay, just batch and freeze.
Batch and freeze.
I love
right?
that. Yeah, yeah, next one. Next tip.
One pan, one pot. This is the thing, right?
Who's he?
He's delicious.
I can just imagine that.
Like, yeah. So in my current place, I have a dishwasher. Before I had a dishwasher, I didn't have a dishwasher, right? So, yeah. Oh my God, doing dishes was painful and annoying and just, it killed me. It didn't, but it was very annoying. Now I have a dishwasher, so I'm like, I use as many dishes as I want now, but... it's easier when you're just using one dish.
One pan, one pot.
Yes, wonderful. One pan or one pot yep, meals, yep. nice and easy, right? And then like quick wins,
yeah.
which are basically short things like chips and you can chop them up and blah, blah. And I think, and I don't have one yet, but I might get one. I want to use my oven because I haven't had a good oven for a while. So I'm using that before.
I know what you're going to say.
Go.
An air fryer?
Yes.
Oh my God, I've got one. It's changed my life.
Really?
Because you can now buy like veggies that can go in the air fryer and you just sprinkle them in or like fries, like frozen fries, like hot chips. Mm. And like if you did say have leftover pizza, it's been a long time since I've had pizza, but you can put it in there for like 3 or 4 minutes and it crisps it up like it was just delivered to your door.
It's fabulous.
It's so good. Get an air fryer.
All right.
You can make stuff in there as well that you can cook. Some of them allow you to like cook full on rotisserie chickens and stuff like that.
Mm.
But there is so much you can do. I love having an air fryer. It's really cool.
Okay.
Get one.
Yep.
Okay. Right. So. Right.
And also, I guess, remember how we said ages ago, we did a show about dating yourself, right? So what you could actually do, have a romantic night in. So, no.
Okay.
Well, you know, put up the candles, set up your candles, get out the good crockery, the good cutlery, and make yourself a nice meal and just enjoy that meal.
Yeah.
So as in like, you know, that brings some joy to cooking, if that's what you don't
nice
like doing.
Pun.
So
bring some joy.
Joy 94.9.
Yeah. You could put joy on in the background.
Well, you could put us in the background. That'll get you eating.
Oh, it would definitely.
Absolutely. I'm sure people are eating right now.
It'd be like a date. We could all just be sat on it. I mean, if you are eating or listening right now, let us know where you're listening and eating from.
Yeah.
Just message us now. Where can they do that, Yoni?
Chano.
It's just one of those days. You can do it via Instagram. I know that. And,
yes.
And let's just go with that. see, now who's looking around the room? Because that's what I was doing before. Because we're in this
and
really random room.
And yet you mention.
I know.
It's you all don't tinsel. Learn, do you?
I know.
Don't
I'm pulling learn. His leg. I mean, here, it's fine. But no, I like that. There were some good tips there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so...
Oh, keeping it fun and fresh.
Mm.
That's a good one. I like that. Dating yourself. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you just so said you could that. Do it
that way.
But I think like what it also does, it means you can, it's easier probably to portion manage yourself.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I often just sit on the couch and make a mess down my top and watch Netflix. That's what my dining experience is.
Making a mess and watching Netflix.
Yeah, dribbling. It's beautiful. Like a little pig.
Joy 94.9.
A little bit of a food theme there because you're hot and you're cold. Your soup might be hot. It might be cold. You might like a bit of that.
Mm.
Spice up your life. Well, I do like a bit of spice in my life. I do. I like hot and spicy food. I love it that, you know, you can burn your lips off.
that's a bit dangerous,
that
John.
That may have a different connotation to other people in our community. But what I'm talking about is eating spicy food. So, yes, where are we? What are we doing? Oh, we're still talking solo cooking, right?
Well, we are, but...
Tell me.
Guess what?
Oh, no, don't tell me what.
Guess what, John?
Oh, it isn't my favourite part?
It's your favourite part.
Okay, let's get rid of the food talk for now because this is real talk right now.
This is real
go
talk.
Go on then, tell me, ask me, go.
Okay, Jono.
Yes?
Tell me, what was the favourite part of your week this week?
Okay, so, well, I've got a couple and I need to point out. I don't really have a negative this time or anything that's not really been nice. I mean, look, you know, everyday stuff that happens. But I took Yanni to see Chaka Khan.
Oh,
I don't know if we've already mentioned that, but Yanni and I went to see Chaka Khan at the Palais recently.
Yes, so you did take me. That was very kind of you.
That was a highlight me.
Oh,
because we got to spend some time out of the studio.
Yeah, because we don't do that. We don't really hang
done
out.
It for a while.
We don't really hang out outside of the studio much.
No, he doesn't like me. That's okay.
No, I don't.
Because remember, I'm the replacement.
Yeah, number three.
All right, it gets worse and worse, doesn't it? So that was good. And I also wanted to just note down that I went to see Work the World.
So
Work the World is the RuPaul's Drag Race tour that travels around the world and it brings some of the most fiercest queens. And I got to meet, I was invited, by the way, to meet some of the queens with a contact that I know at Voss Events. And it was really, really cool. So I actually have potentially a queen that's going to come on in the future. This is good news.
Let's do it.
To talk about being single and touring the world
as
a very well-known drag queen.
So excited. We can't say who.
We can't say who because I just need to reconfirm.
You need to just
jiggle a few things
around. Jiggle a few things.
Yeah. But, you know, that was really exciting. And I got to meet them and, you know, some of them sniffed my neck because they said I smelled amazing.
I saw those photos of you with them.
They were like
they're huge.
Sniffing.
I didn't see that, but yes.
Oh, God, they were just beautiful queens. I just don't know how they – I just – If there's a drag queen out there, I would do it for charity. I'd shave my beard off and everything. If someone can make over me in drag to become part of their family, I would do it and raise money for charity.
I want to do drag.
I'd like
I
to have
wanna
a
go out at night, and but I want to go old school drag. I don't want
me too.
I want to be like just a bit feral. I just want like
a bit cabaret queen.
Yeah,
like that.
We should do it.
What about you? What is or has been some of the highlights of your week?
Do you know what? The thing I loved this week about being single,
yeah,
was I went away with my cousins. We had a boys' weekend, as we do. We did that once a year. We went just down the coast and we stayed in a cabin.
Nice.
And where we went, we don't have phone reception at the caravan park. And I loved it. I didn't look at my phone for 2 nights.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was awesome. But to get reception, you had to sort of walk down at the end of the park and go to the beach. And,
okay.
And the thing that I loved about being single that week was I didn't have to check in to anyone. Everyone there was in, apart from one, was in a relationship, married. And they were constantly having to go and check in. And I'm just like, oh, my God, like...
Really?
Like, yeah, just constantly checking in. Like, I've got to go check in. I've got to go. Oh, and it's like... God,
it takes the fun out of it.
Don't get me wrong. They loved, you know, they missed their wives and their kids and stuff. But it was just this... I just was like, oh, my goodness, I'm so happy I don't have to feel like I'm obliged to check in or I have to check in and...
It's 2 nights. Calm down. Like,
I get it. They've got young kids and they're married with a wife and, you know, but they're checking in like... regularly throughout the day.
Yeah.
When they wake up, in the afternoon.
Not too much.
In the evening. I'm just like, unless there's an emergency, maybe there was an emergency or something, fair enough.
Maybe. But
yeah, so I'm grateful that I don't have to check in with anyone because I find that really annoying.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Did you sit around the old campfire?
Oh, we did, and we cooked everything on the campfire. And do you know what? For the first time ever, there was like seven men, burly men,
yes,
and me, who eats a lot. We didn't eat all the food.
What?
Oh, I got full this time.
Wow.
I know. What? Weird.
My God. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So we didn't, we did divvy it up at the end and people took it home, but we didn't, normally we smash it all out. Wow. So this time I did listen to that, by the way. it's a bit late.
When Yania told me in the week that he'd been camping, so he says, I said, listen to it around the old campfire because I can imagine that playing with Yania around the old campfire.
Mm. I did go with a bunch of straight people though.
Yeah, I know. It didn't have the same feeling, would it? No. But I would love to have
whacked. I tell you what, straight people have different conversations.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Like cars and engines. Oh, God. And then women, and footy, probably, and females.
No, there was no talk of women.
Oh, really?
No.
Just sport, cars, engines.
Just, yeah, generic male stuff, which is just like weird. I just thought.
Yeah, isn't it a different world, isn't
it? It's a different world, but I love them. They're my cousins.
Oh, they are. Okay, that's fair.
And on that note, everyone,
we'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.